Welcome to Uber UK's Driver Podcast, Behind the Wheel, hosted by Tabrez Hussain, a Birmingham-based driver with over 10,000 trips. Every episode, Tabrez talks to Uber employees on the topics you care most about, answers some of your burning questions in true or false, and tells us some incredible stories from drivers as part of the Uber Kindness program. Enjoy today's episode. Happy listening and happy driving. Behind the Wheel from Uber UK.
Welcome back to Behind the Wheel, a podcast brought to you by Uber. My name is Tabrez Hussain. I just first want to start with thank you for your feedback and your support. It's been overwhelming. Some drivers have mentioned they want to take part in the show. This is something we're looking at in future episodes. So on this episode, I'm joined by Roy. Roy, how are you?
I'm very good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How was your journey here?
Yeah, not too bad. How was yours?
Oh, let's not start on mine. Roy, just a bit of information in regards to what you do.
Yeah, sure. So I'm Roy, as you mentioned. I've been with Uber for a little under 2 years now. I'm part of the marketplace team and I look after new product features. So what I mean by that is launching new features to the rider and driver apps to improve how riders and drivers use it and kind of their user experience. Just to give you an example of what kind of features I look after. So I look after things that cover matching, so how riders and drivers are matched together. Trip Radar is an example of that. I also look after wait time products, so multi-stop compensation is an example of that. And of course, importantly, mapping and navigation.
Behind the Wheel from Uber UK.
So Roy, the first thing I want to ask you, and this is something we've had a lot of feedback on, a lot of questions come in pretty much the same, and it's been on my mind for a little while. How does the Uber mapping team come to know about road closures, diversions, and roads becoming bus lanes and tolls?
That's a great question. Now, maybe to give some context, our maps use TomTom, and TomTom is one of the leading global mapping data providers. Now, TomTom have their own mechanisms set in place where they update their maps on a regular basis using either automated systems like satellite data and kind of traffic information, or more manual kind of channels such as user information being inputted by kind of users using their GPS system.
So once TomTom gather this information, they share it with Uber. And then do we have somebody or a team of people sitting there looking at this data before it's updated on the app?
Exactly. So we get TomTom's data on a continuous basis. And then on top of that, we have quite a big mapping team looking after specific mapping information issues. If you remember, we launched a recent in-app feature where you can report mapping issues.
Yeah, I still think there's a lot of teething issues with that because I've had instances where I'm on a journey and I've selected road ahead closed.
Yeah.
15 minutes later, I get another journey and it's still the same. 2 days later, it's still the same. So I think there's a lot of teething issues there. And I think that's something that you guys need to look at, hopefully.
Yeah, that's really helpful feedback. And it's obviously a new feature. We're working still on improving it. But I think it has already gone a long way into improving the mapping data that we have.
I think, because I live and work in Birmingham, and a lot of drivers from Birmingham listening to this will agree with me. The most frustrating thing in Birmingham was Moore Street train station becoming a busgate. That was an absolute nightmare. I think if I could recall, it was just on the back end of COVID where Birmingham City Council decided to turn Moore Street into a busgate. On the Uber map, it was still showing a normal road and no busgate for, I could say, about 6 months easily. And it was so frustrating because those of you who know Birmingham know how hard it is to navigate around. And I think that was probably the most frustrating thing for me. And then after 6 months, it was resolved, thankfully.
Yeah.
So I think issues like this, I think, need to be resolved quicker just to make our driving experience a lot easier.
Yeah, thanks for that. I do see it. And it's great to hear that it has been resolved. So recently, we improved the way drivers could feed mapping information to us, but also internally we improve the process by which we get mapping issues fixed. So go through the appropriate support channels and do raise those issues.
Why is it you think some drivers use other navigation apps rather than the Uber app?
Yeah, I think I've seen myself drivers using a lot of other navigation apps. They have a lot of users who generate content and information for them. So if you're driving on another mapping provider and you have the ability to kind of provide information on whether there's a road closure or a traffic incident, and the more people use those features on those other mapping providers, the more dense and quality data that they have.
Oh, okay.
And so that's why we launched recently the in-app reporting feature. And we want to encourage drivers to use the Uber map and to use that in-app reporting feature more and more. So we're able to create this volume and create this kind of quality data on the Uber map. Out of curiosity, what mapping provider do you use?
So for me, I use Uber because it works for me. There's some great features on there. Quite simple to use, quite simple on the eye. Sometimes when you've got a customer in the back, even they can see how simple it is. And it's not like some apps are very confusing, a lot going on.
Yeah.
And from the day I started, I've been using it and I can't fault it. I have tried using other apps, but the problem I find there is you have to switch between the apps to accept a job. And for me, that's quite hard when you're driving because you're focused on the road and then you get a little notification drop on the top saying, you know, job or offer. And by the time you've switched the app, it's gone.
Yeah.
So for me, I think the best one is the Uber map.
Yeah, and that's kind of our aim, right? We're aware that the app has some room for improvement. We're obviously continuously working on implementing new features and updates to the app. So maybe just to mention a couple since we're at the topic. So we did improve recently the mapping accuracy. So now you can see on your Uber map road traffic incidents such as crashes, roadworks, and closed lanes.
Yeah, I've seen road closures. I've yet to come across accidents. I haven't come across that just yet.
Hopefully that's because they're quite rare in Birmingham. And
yeah, maybe fingers crossed it stays that
way. But also, like, we allow drivers to report if the issue is still ongoing. Mm-hmm. So kind of a peer-to-peer way to make sure the mapping is still updated and we kind of get this real time. And if I'm sure you noticed recently, but we also updated the map colors. So you now see bolder and thicker lines, which are easier to glance through.
A lot easier to navigate around, a lot better on the eye and a lot easier to focus as well. Do all customers know that fares are fixed price? And I'll elaborate on that a bit. I, as a driver, pick up a customer and instead of turning right, I turn left and the customer is up in arms saying, "Oh, why are you going left? It's going to cost me more." So ultimately, the customer should know no matter what way a driver goes, what route a driver takes, the fare will remain the same because it's a fixed fare.
So riders should be aware that it is a fixed price. So historically, if you remember, we used to show a fare range for riders and for drivers before they request a trip. Today, we show a fixed price and riders should know that it is a fixed price, unless there is a significant deviation to the trip details. Those deviations we call as fallbacks. So when a fallback kicks in, then we recalculate the fare after the trip is completed.
So when a rider requests a journey, does Uber consider traffic and routing at that point?
Definitely. So Uber takes into consideration real-time traffic and route conditions.
So then the price is according to that, I guess.
Correct. Oh, okay. Now, obviously, if en route there are significant deviations for unexpected reasons, like an accident happens or there is an unexpected like wrong turn that creates a significant deviation and that hits the exception rules, then the fare is recalculated.
I've been in some situations, and I'm sure a lot of drivers have been in the same situation, where we're expected to pick up a customer waiting at a junction or waiting in a bus lane or waiting somewhere where we can't stop.
Mm-hmm.
How do we go about this?
Yeah, that is a very frustrating experience, I know. Let me tell you how we currently deal with it and how we plan to deal with it. Today, I think the best way for you is to write or flag this information through the support channel.
Yeah.
In particular, if the pickup or drop-off includes an unfeasible route, such as one through a pedestrian zone. And then we'll ensure through our mapping team that this is correctly kind of addressed. And then the other thing is riders can share their exact GPS location through the in-app navigation. And I think that's a great way for drivers to see where riders actually are compared to the pickup location and then obviously use the channels to communicate with them.
I know there's a good feature on the app where just say when there's an event or, I don't know, a football game or a concert, where riders are directed to a certain pickup point. I think that's a good feature, I think, because it's easy for me, the driver, to find that customer. But one thing I will say here is, again, picking up a customer from a junction or a bus lane or somewhere I can't stop, I have to physically cancel that job.
Yeah,
I don't think that should affect my cancellation rate.
I appreciate that and we'll definitely take that as a feedback point.
Maybe it's something you could look into because like you said, you can look at the data provided by TomTom in terms of maps and maybe you could pinpoint, oh, this is a bus lane or this is a junction.
Yeah.
he definitely can't pick up from there. So that shouldn't affect his cancellation rate.
So one thing we're doing is we're expanding the in-app reporting feature to include incorrect pickup and drop-off locations. So hopefully as drivers continue to report those issues, we'll kind of clean this data more often.
This is why I think something like this podcast is very important, because we both can engage and get feedback from the listeners, the drivers, to email in, and we can speak about these things. And the only way forward is working together.
Exactly.
Because without the drivers, Uber would struggle. And without Uber, the drivers would struggle. So I think if we work hand in hand going forward, better things are to come.
Definitely. I'm super excited about that. And I encourage all drivers to continue writing in.
All right. So Roy, do you know much about area preference?
Oh, yes, I do. How do you like it?
Oh, I love it. It's something I use on a daily basis.
Really?
It's an easy way to navigate around an area that you want to work.
It's great to hear.
Especially rush hour. There's certain areas that you don't want to go.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much room for improvement. Mm-hmm. So much room for improvement. I think in terms of the radius that we have at the moment, it's too large. I think it needs to be reduced.
Okay.
I think it needs to cover a shorter area, because at the moment it covers such a large area. Another good feature, which I use quite often, is at the end of your shift, when you want to go home, you could just add your address.
Yeah.
And anything heading that way, you know, you'll kind of get notifications, or you'll get a ride kind of taking you halfway, or if not all the way.
Yeah.
And I think that's a really good feature. I really like that.
Yeah, we've seen drivers really enjoy anything around preferences. So air preferences, the preferred destination that we just mentioned. But yeah, point taken on kind of providing more preferences and kind of adjusting those preferences. So do keep letting us know how you would like to use these features. And on air preferences, I know we can improve more in that.
Keep your emails coming in. Keep your suggestions coming in. Feedback. I mean, I'm really enjoying reading all your feedback. And a lot of questions that you guys have, the same questions are on my mind, and hopefully we'll get a bit of clarity in episodes to come.
True or false?
Moving on to a segment of the show, which is my favourite. It's called True or False. I say something to you and you reply whether it's true or false. Cancellation and acceptance rate are not important. True or false?
That's a good one. I think it's both true and false. First, it's true because cancellation and confirmation rates are not important when it comes to things like the trips you receive. As I think you spoke last time in the previous episode, we don't offer drivers trips based on their individual behavior. So things like how much they drive, their rating, their cancellation rates, and so on. But I would say it's also false to say that they're not important at all. Maybe I'm cheating here, Tabriz, but hear me out. Cancellations are not good for drivers or riders. So on the driver's side, it could be time wasted when you could be completing your trip. And on the rider side, it generally leads to a bad experience when you keep the rider waiting by canceling trips or rejecting offers, which means they're left waiting for a longer time or just finding another way to travel. And the more cancellations happen, the worse the overall perception of the Uber service is.
So basically, in a nutshell, what you've just said is they're not important in terms of you receiving rides, you receiving jobs, but they're important in terms of our coverage and how we obviously cover jobs for customers and not keep them waiting. Is that correct?
Exactly.
Uber kindness.
Now we're moving on to something known as Uber kindness. I read out a statement or a story of a situation that's happened with the driver. On today's episode, we're speaking about Anthony, a driver from London with over 13,000 trips with Uber. Whilst on a journey, he noticed his customer in the back was feeling some sort of discomfort. She was having a panic attack. So what Anthony decided was, I'm going to head to the hospital. So he's got to the hospital and he didn't just drop her off. He actually got out the car and took her inside and made sure she was seen to. And he didn't just leave her there. I mean, he actually stayed by her side while she was seen to. And Anthony does mention, he says that although jobs were coming in, it wasn't about the money, but it was about the well-being and the safety of the rider. I felt this was very important to raise awareness of mental health issues with some riders. And then Anthony, once she was seen to, what Anthony did was he put her back in the car and took her home. So Anthony definitely went above and beyond. And I think we need more drivers like Anthony. And Anthony, that's a really touching story. All the best. Roy, I want to thank you for coming in. I hope you've enjoyed yourself. I hope you've had fun. Do I get 5 stars?
Definitely.
5 back to you, sir.
If I had 6, I would give you 6.
To everyone listening, please keep your suggestions and your support coming in and your feedback to the email address, which is driverpodcastuk@gmail.com. I just want to highlight that the Uber team doesn't monitor the email address. The email address is solely just for the podcast. So if you have any incidents, any situations or any concerns, you need to contact Uber directly, either through the app or the 24/7 phone line. Thank you. Drive safe, everybody. Drive safe.
Thank you for listening to Behind the Wheel by Uber UK.